Obois, Perek, Vav, Mishnah, Zayin. G'day l'teiru shehine senes chayim lo yisrael ba'ilum hazeh. Great is Torah that it creates chiyus. It gives chayim to those that are oisik in it ba'ilum hazeh u'ba'ilum habo. The Rav points out that this is what's known in the Mishnah and Peyer that we say in davening every morning by after birchas Torah. Oichol peh yisrael ba'ilum hazeh v'ken kayim sa'ilum habo. Shenemar, ki chayim heim lemoitz eyem. Ulechol besorim arpe. Torah gives chayim lemoitz eyem. What does lemoitz eyem mean? So the Rav Fataychis, ki chayim heim lemoitz eyem, al tikra moitz eyem, el lemoitz eyem bepe boil mazeh. Those that learn it, those that are moitz it, bepe. L'chor, this is the extra madrega that's over here. Is Chaim Hilamoitzia, those that learn Torah out loud, which is what the Gemara says in Ervin. The Gemara actually brings as a drasha b'shem Bruya, saw a Talmud learning Peshtika, and she was bought by, she gave a Musa, Chaim Hilamoitziaim. Well, Lechol B'sar Marpe, it creates in Eilam Hazel Lechaira, Ripoy and Chius. Vaime Rifus Tihi Lishorecho, Zero Psukim and Mishle, and Mishle refers to the Torah giving refuah l'sharecha, the most physical part of a person, is l'sharecha, is the tabur, the navel of a person. That's the place that a person gets chiyus before he's born, his physical sustenance when he's unborn. And that continues to be the merkaz of the most physical part of his being. V'shikui, shikui is another type of refuah, is a mashke of some sort that was drunk for refuah. L'atzmoisecha, for his bones. The bone is the structure of a person. So it's the flesh, the bosav atzomois of a person in its most physical sense has refuah through Torah. Here the Torah gives chiyus and oisher on two levels. Eitz chaim, here the chiyus alein, which is eitz. Eitz is something that's alive and it flowers and it flourishes and produces fruits. L'machazikim bo, to those that are machzik b'Torah, those that are not mesir das, those that are amelim v'yagim b'Torah. V'toymcheh, those that support Torah mu'ushar have a oisher, have a sense of satisfaction and a sense of being full. Toymcheh over here, l'chor, means love after those that learn Torah, but those that feel the oil to support Torah. L'chor doesn't mean somebody who gives a little bit money, but it means somebody who carries the oil of t'michas Torah. V'oymeh ki liv yaschein heim l'roshecho, it's a some type of tachshit that gives chein on a person's head, Torah, v'anokim l'gargur esecho, and like a taksha around the person's neck. Gargur esecho refers to around the neck. Anokim is like a necklace. So Torah is referred to as a head adornment and as a necklace. L'chara, one could say that Torah speaks to two parts of a person. One is the koyach ha-seichel, that's l'reshecho. The koyach ha-dibur is related to a person's throat. So the anokim l'gargur esecho is a taksha for that. V'oimer, we'll just add, ki liv yaschein heim l'reshecho, something interesting that Rashi says. You're going to say that a person is molei chiyus. What happens if a person is afflicted? He shaykh is the terror, but he's afflicted with terrible anius, which takes away and bitters a person's life. Shteitin pasuk, ki liv yaschein heim l'reshecho, what creates mitzi yaschein be'enei anoshim? B'derechal, people being as they are, that which is maybe is Adam Lumtzachem Be'ini Anoshim Havayim is a moment, Rashi says. So, Mamela, the moment will cause his Liv Yaschein L'Reshecha, that also will have. Has it shtim with other memories in this parak and other prokum that Torah doesn't add to a person's financial stature. Okay, but maybe it has to do with a person's satisfaction. Like upon him, there's going to be a special Mitzi Yaschein and Skulas Liv Yaschein. For a person who's Isaac Vatar, Vaim, a titan, the Rosh Khaliv Yaschein, a teres, teferes, te magnecho. A teres, teferes is also a level of shenkite on a person. Te magnecho is a lotion of nesin. It'll be given bimatono, be given not only mitzi yaschein, but also kovoid. Rashi says that that's, or just a liv yaschein can provide for a person a de moment. But maybe he'll be motzachin b'nei abrios, but he won't be nechbad b'nei abrios. And that ateres tefes to magnecho, that'll give a person also a shein kadayofi, a stature. Rashi adds, l'chayra, maybe if a person learns, the skulas of limudat Torah is even if a person learns shalai lishma, like we had at the beginning of the perek, the skulas limudat Torah's entirety is for learning Torah lishma. So Rashi says that that's what the next pasuk has. Rashi explains the va'imer, what's it adding? Va'imer, oyrechaim biyamino b'smaylo isha v'kavoid, that einach inami, that somebody who is masmilimo, somebody who learns the smoil is always a more inhibited hanoga. Tzimtzum, midas adin. Person learns for cheshbainis. So the Torah will give him a isha v'kavoid, he'll become a talmid chacham, he'll have a position, he'll have kavoid, yes. But Oyre Chaim B'Yemina, the Chaim Arukim, the Ganze Chaim and Oysher, that Torah can give a person, is when a person learns the Torah Lishma, that's B'Yemina. V'Oyme Ki Erech Yomim, Ushnois Chaim V'Sholem Yesifu Loch. The ultimate bracha is Sholem, you see it from the fact that the last bracha in Shemana Esrei is Sim Sholem, and the Mishnah says, L'Mas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzuk Bracha B'Elomi Ela HaSholem. So that's why the pasuk adds not only Oyre Chaim, Ushnois Chaim, which the other psukim have said, V'sholom Yesifullah, all that comes along with Torah. We see the full scope of the brachas that Torah gives the Bria and those that are Oisik v'Torah b'frat. Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi, Oime Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi is from the later Tanoim. Mamr Pederish or Abenu HaKodesh. He's saying a member of Hashem Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the shleimus, the hekif of brachos that are fitting for tzaddikim, for gedolei chachamim shebador, and what this means is that it's roy, the mefarshim say l'chol echod lehispal al tzaddikei ador, that they should be zeichet to all these brachos. Hanoi, a certain shemkeit that a tzaddik, that a talmid chacham carries with him. Koyach, he should be physically vigorous to be able to lead the door. V'ho'isha, they should have whatever means they need in order to b'menuchas ha'nefesh, be able to be parnasei hador. V'ha'kovoid, kovod ha'Torah, kovod of gedolei chachamim, only adds to the kovod ha'Torah, only adds to the flourishing of Torah. V'ha'chochma, they should have wisdom, insight, everybody turns to them for advice. V'ha'zikna, should have long life. V'ha'seva, v'ha'bonim, they should have fullness in their mishpachas, fullness in their own physical koiches, fullness in their mental faculties. No la tzaddikim v'no la oilam. All these things are fitting for tzaddikim, and all these things bring brach to the world. Shenem ateres teferes seivo, bederech tzedoko timotze. The pasuk in Mishlei. Teferes is shenkeit beauty. That's noi. With seva, that's bederch tzedakah, that's for the tzaddikim, timotzi, that's what should be found by them. Pasuk says, ateres chachomim, oshrom, so that's talking about oisha, tzaddikim should have that oisha, to provide them with peace of mind, to be able to lead the door, v'oimer, ateres zekenim b'nei bonim, v'teferes bonim avaisim, clearly, there should be zeicha, that their family should flourish, v'oimer, teferes bachurim koichom, the shenkeit of bachurim, usually we refer to young boys that are sitting and learning. Bachurim are the chosen ones, literally. Vadar zekenim sevo. That's koyach, zikna, sevo. Voimer, this is the pasuk in Yishai. Vachofra levono voisho achamo. That's the beginning of the pasuk. The part that's related to us is ki molach Hashem tzvoko is biharatzim yushalayim v'neged zekenov kovoid. So we see over here also that the tzaddikim, the flourishing of kvoid shemayim is when the zekenov, the zikne ador, have kovoid. Reb Shimon ben Menasi oimer. He said the whole memra, but now he adds on, Elu sheva midos, shemanu chacham la tzadikim. And we had earlier in Perikei that seven is the number, the totality, shleimus in Elam Hazeh, shleimus of the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ashkocha pratis, kulam niskaimu b'rebi ubonov. So you see over here, like we said before, Rav Shimon ben Menasi is mibnei doiru eshol Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was nisachet b'yodoi teru gedul b'makom echod. And it's not just that Rabbeinu HaKadosh on a personal level was the God Lador, but it was necessary to give him, when Chazal, by the way, talk about Torah Gedula, Gedula means prestige, political power. And we explained at the beginning of Perek Sheni that this was a special matanah min Hashemayim after 100 years of Roman domination and persecution, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was given his maimid of prestige, and his closest friend, who aided so much in producing the Siyum of Mishnayis. That means Rabbeinu HaKadosh had to have a period of years and years for all the Chachmi Yisrael to gather by him, both from Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and to be Isaac in sifting through and analyzing and finalizing Bidas Kolach HaKomim, the final editing of the Mishnah. That was an accomplishment that had to be created by all the Chachmi Yisrael together, and that was only able to happen because of this Menuchas HaNefesh and Kovod and Gedula that came along with Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Dargan Torah. And this was all aided by Rabbeinu HaKadosh's closest friend, who became his Talmud, who ultimately was Megai, none other than the Roman Emperor Antoninus. And that's what Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, that the Shlemus of Yaakov and Esav coexisting, normally they're mortal enemies, Kishazek comes and Neufel, there's only one time when that Shlemus came about, was only be made Rabbi Antoninus, and it was necessary for the preservation of Torah. Ultimately, the only thing that keeps Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years of Golus Edom is Torah, and ironically, even though we're in Golus Edom for 2,000 years, it's only when Edom came around and aided Klal Yisrael in preserving and making the Torah flourish for those few years that this matzav was kayim. That's when that's how Torah was preserved in its entirety, b'shleimus, l'erech kol hayom. The second level of that same accomplishment took place, mirebi ad ravashi lehoi Torah gedula, k'moisev v'mokom echad. Ravashi had the same arichus yom v'shonim, emenuch sanefesh, and there was prosperity, and he was zeichel gedula, and a tremendous level of prestige, be'enei hamalochim, and all the chachmi Yisrael, both from Eretz Yisrael, this time the chachmi Yisrael fled to Bavel, and this was the Shlemus of Talmud Bavli, and the Shlemus of Talmud Bavli came about in that very same place where the first darkening of the light of Torah took place, Malchus Bavel, which was the first Golus of Klai. So the end of Nevuah was created by the Golus of Bavel, so Torah was darkened by Bavel, and in that very same place, while Naris Bavel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu B'Zochenu Es Tzion, in that very same place was created the sealing of Talmud Bavli, the Shlemus HaTorah for all time. So you see how the Hashgacha works, and all this lies L'chayre in the Kulam Neskaimu B'Rebbe Yubanov. That's why the Shlemus of Hashgacha Pratis is mentioned B'Yachas to Rebbe specifically.